Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or a life issue you'd like to talk with us about on today's broadcast, we have an open line for you. If you're hearing the live broadcast at the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. A couple of announcements before we really get into the content of our broadcast today. First, we have a new YouTube video that will be uploaded tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. If you would like to receive that in your email box, we encourage you, invite you to join the email list, the Basic Gospel email list. Subscribe to that. And you can do that by going to basicgospel.net. We have a pop-up window where you can just fill out all the information and subscribe, and you'll get emails about new videos that are released. If you want to, you can sign up for our daily devotional. Mm-hmm. I get comments almost every single week from people who say thank you for those daily devotionals. Yeah. Just they're a quick read, maybe 10 minutes, but it's really giving you truth that makes a difference, mm-hmm. that's practical, that's real, that's truly life-changing, yeah. about what Christ has accomplished for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. So go sign up. Be a part of this email list. We'll send you the videos when we upload those, mm-hmm. every Thursday morning. And then once you watch a video, go ahead and subscribe to our Basic Gospel YouTube channel.
Yeah, what's the name of this video that you're putting up tomorrow?
Well, it's What Happens to Us When We Die.
Okay.
So that's the new one. We've had that question a couple of times this week. It's a question that all of us ask. We want to know what happens to us when we die, when we take our last breath here on planet Earth. Well, the Bible doesn't want to leave us uninformed, mm-hmm. about such an important question, so it answers it very clearly, very simply, and that answer fills our hearts with hope and thankfulness and expectation.
Absolutely.
And we can stare death right in the face and say, you've got nothing on me, because yeah. I know when I die, I'm going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord.
Where
so
I'm going, yeah.
That's coming up tomorrow, 10 o'clock. If you're on our email list, you'll get it. If you would like to be on our email list, go to basicgospel.net and subscribe.
Good stuff.
Yes, indeed. Well, Bob, as you know, this is the month of freedom. We're talking about freedom, the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to read, we've been reading out of the book of Romans, Romans 6. We're going to move into Romans 7. And this is just one of my favorite passages in all the Word of God, because it really spells out this freedom that we have in Christ. And it uses something that we're all familiar with, and that's marriage. Uh-huh. So he says, do you not know, brothers and sisters, and this is Romans 7:1, do you not know, brothers and sisters, for I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law has authority over someone only as long as that person lives. Mm-hmm. Do you get that? That the law only has authority over a person as long as that person is alive. Once that person dies, then the law has nothing to say to that person.
Yeah.
So think about resurrection.
Absolutely.
Once you've died in Christ, the law has nothing to say to you,
yeah.
but now you've come back to life in Jesus. You've been raised to walk in the newness of life. Mm-hmm. So the law can't say anything to you.
Right.
Now you're led by the Spirit of God. For example, by law, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law that binds her to him. So the law said, once you marry, it's for life. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You're making a covenant one with another, and that's a lifelong covenant. So how do you get out from underneath that? Well, you have to die.
Right.
That's,
yeah.
that's what it's saying here. So if her husband dies, she's released from the law that binds her to him. So then, if she has sexual relations with another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. That's what the law calls her. But if her husband dies, she is released from that law and is not an adulteress if she marries another man. So this is just an example. Now,
yeah.
a lot of people try to go to this verse and say, all right, here's the rules and laws for marriage. And yeah, that's what the Mosaic law said. But if that's all you get out of this, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
Paul is talking about something much deeper, much more powerful. So he says, so my brothers and sisters, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God. So we came into this world under the control of sin and death. As Paul wrote in Romans 6:14, when we were lost, sin was our master.
Right.
Now, that's not a very good marriage partner. Well, sin isn't going to die, so how are we going to get out from underneath that relationship? How are we going to break free? Well, we're going to die, and we die in Christ, and once we've died in Christ, we have been freed from that relationship, and now we're free to be joined to another, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. For when we were in the realm of the flesh, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in us so that we bore fruit for death. So that unholy relationship that we were in with sin and death and the law holding us there in that relationship, it produced fruit for death. Mm-hmm. That's what we bore out of that relationship. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit. So if you're married to a jerk, someone that is abusive, that emotionally it's just difficult, you say, how can I get away from him? The problem is him. It's not the law that keeps you there. The problem is him. And so what was our problem? Sin and death. The law just held us in place there. So once we've died in Christ, then we're released from sin and death, the power of sin and death, and now have been joined to Jesus Christ. That's the freedom we have. We are free from the law of sin and death. We are free from the law. Why? Because we've died in Christ. So it has no say in our lives anymore.
Yes, indeed.
That's good news.
That is good news. And friends, one of the most important aspects of this ministry, one of the facets of the ministry that I think is most important is hearing from you. We love hearing from our listeners, and we want to hear from you right now. Give us a call at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And if you're hearing this broadcast at about 7 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, so you can speak directly with us right now. So again, 844-322-2742. And friends, September 6th and 7th are the dates of the Simply Grace Conference. It's going to be a great time. If you are beaten and battered in a never-ending struggle to prove yourself as a Christian to God and to man, well, that question is, how's that working for you? Probably not too well, but there is a right way, and we want to share it with you. So join Bob Christopher in Basic Gospel for Simply Grace, a new covenant seminar designed to strengthen your faith in Jesus, not in your own efforts. That's September 6th and 7th, and we hope you're going to register today. And you'll find all the information online when you visit basicgospel.net/events. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines, and we're going to start in Thorndale, Texas, with our friend Clay. Hi, Clay. Clay, you're on the air.
Hello, Clay.
Well, let's put him on hold.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Well, we had this call that came in overnight. We'll get back to Clay in just a moment. Let's listen to this call.
I find it hard for Christians to really come together and mingle together. It seems like you either cliquish, you either have your cliques, or, you know, you're just so caught up into gadgets of nowadays, the texting and all that, that you just believe that you can continue, you know, you can do things by yourself, or you end up being isolated because of that. And it seems kind of odd, you know. It just it seems like we're really out of touch with being Christians, you know. What does it mean to reach out to your neighbor, you know? You have a great day. Bye.
Well, boy, he makes a good comment there, and filled with insight. Mm-hmm. You know, this generation, we're the most connected that of any generation that's ever been on planet Earth. I mean, we can speak to people across in Europe and Asia and Africa in just seconds. through the internet, through our smartphones and all of those sort of things. We can text each other and just send those messages just instantly. And yet we're the most isolated people that have ever been.
Yeah.
We're lonely. We're experiencing that loneliness. Why? Because we've forgotten the importance of face-to-face interaction with other people, and especially within the body of Christ. You know, there's so many people that instead of getting up and going to a church service, they simply watch a video online of a church service. Well, they're isolated in their homes, and they're hearing good stuff. They're hearing good messages, but they're not having the experience of being there with the body.
Yeah.
And then when people do go to church services, instead of just being themselves as the grace of God frees them to be, they put on masks and try to pretend that everything's A-OK.
Yeah.
Well, the only way that we're going to have real, genuine fellowship with one another is to take off those masks and let the grace of God just free us to interact with people, regardless of their status or the clothes they wear or anything like that. It's just going to allow us to see them as God sees them.
Yeah.
People whom God loved, people whom Christ died for, people whom Christ is alive living in. And so we just need to begin to see people as they are from God's vantage point. And that's just genuine, real human beings.
Yeah.
And when we do, then we're going to benefit. Why? Because there's a ministry that takes place within the body of Christ. You know, some of the most moving times that we've ever had in our ministry has been at conferences
right.
at the end when we circle up and we take the Lord's Supper together. There's something powerful about being there, connected one to another by the love of God, by this new covenant that we live in, by the very Spirit of God, and experiencing that true, genuine fellowship, the very presence of Christ in us.
Yeah.
So there's something powerful that happens. Also, we live in a world filled with temptations. We live in a body filled with fleshly desires. And so those things are constantly tugging at us. And many people try to go it alone, try to fight those battles by themselves. Well, that's where God says, don't forsake the assembling one with another. Why? Because in that, we're going to stir up one another to love and good deeds.
Yeah.
So we need the body. We're a part of the body. We're members of the body. So we need to recognize the power that's therein.
That's energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So seek out human interaction, not through, you know, those little screens or computers or that sort of thing, but get face to face. Boy, you will really see what God had in mind in putting this body of Jesus Christ together.
Yes, indeed. Well, we appreciate hearing from our listeners and this particular caller. Hope that's a help to you.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go. Clay, are you there?
Bob, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Welcome.
I don't know what happened. Jeannie and I are thinking about coming to that conference if we can find a puppy sitter, which I don't think would be a problem.
Well, come on. We would love to have you.
All right. Oh, we'll get reservations at that hotel.
Yes.
Hey, one of your favorite verses, you know, in John 5:23, where he talks about that we're not going to come into condemnation, but we have passed from death to life, and is past. It's not someplace off in the future. But that next verse, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now it is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Isn't he talking about right there after his resurrection and the day of Pentecost? Is that the dead that he's speaking to there, the dead in Adam?
Well, I think so, yes. I mean, in light of verse 24, it talks about we cross over from death to life. That's what happens to us when we believe the gospel, when we hear these words of eternal life that Jesus shares with us. So when we hear, we cross over from death to life. Now, that's a spiritual reality for us. And so that's what I think he's saying there. So the time has come. Jesus is there. He's speaking the truth about who he is. He's speaking the truth about who the Father is. And he's saying that, you know, only those who come to him will have access to the Father. Why? Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. These are the words of eternal life. So when we believe him, we're going to cross over from death to life. And that was made a reality at that day of Pentecost.
Yeah, amen. Because he says the time is coming. Well, he had to die, buried, be raised from the dead.
Yes.
And then go and be seated and send the Comforter on the day of Pentecost. And that's good news. So the way I look at it is when I lose my earth suit, like you said, I'm present with the Lord, absent from the body, and my earthly vessel is laying in expectant hope, asleep, with sealed for the resurrection.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And that's great hope, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, I want to get my I want to sign up. The price is lower, and I hope to see you guy there. I hope Bob will come where I can meet him. I've met you.
I will be there.
Yes, he will.
If I'm the Bob you're speaking of.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give him a hug, okay?
All right.
We'll let you. Well, Clay, glad you called, and it's great to hear from you. And
look forward to
seeing you in September. And all right, now let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
Hello.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus. Welcome to Basic Gospel. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I have a quick question. There's a teaching that's been going through the body of Christ, I guess, to a certain extent, for the last few years about the courts of heaven. And I wanted to know if you are familiar with that and what's your understanding of it, or I guess what's your take on it. That's my question.
Well, I'm not real familiar with that teaching. I know there's a book out that's has that title, The Courts of Heaven, and you know, we certainly see a lot of legal references in the Word of God. But we have to, you know, I don't know why somebody's trying to make make a big theology about it. We're saved by grace through faith in Jesus. I mean, that's the good news, is that God's mercy trumps justice, and we deserve death because we've all sinned and we fall short of the glory of God, and sin and death is coupled. But Jesus stood in our place, and you know, he paid the price. He redeemed us. And so he's the mercy seat. He's the real mercy seat of God. And through that mercy, we're made alive together with Christ. That's what grace is all about. And we are imputed the very righteousness of God. We're made right in God's sight. We're made holy. We're made perfect in God's sight, so that he could send his Spirit to come and take up residence inside of us. So certainly we see some legal terms in the Bible, but those are all kind of underneath this grace, great grace of God that has been lavished upon us in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Marcus, thanks for your call. Let me put you on hold. I'd love to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and I think it will be a help in this question even more. So hang on, we'll get that to you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
And Bob, for any of our listeners who don't have a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, you can find it at on the homepage at basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right at the top of the page. Click that and go order your own copy. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for being here. And friends, we have an excellent teaching series for our July donors. It's called Living Life on the Edge. And Bob, you talked about it yesterday, what Life on the Edge is all about, having our lives centered not on the exhilaration of worldly things, but on the day-to-day dependence on Jesus Christ for fulfillment in our lives. And we're going to send a copy of Living Life on the Edge to each of our July donors here at Basic Gospel. But today, talk to our listeners about the need that we have at this ministry for ongoing support.
Well, your support is vital. I mean, you become the lifeline to so many listeners out there who are searching for answers, searching for truth in the person of Jesus Christ. And because you give, that gospel message can be there for people at their time of need. So you're really making an investment in the good news of Jesus Christ. And boy, that is a message that is desperately needed in this world today.
Right.
And we're many times overlooking the spiritual needs of people. Well, the gospel does not. So if you want to help solve those spiritual needs, to get people really understanding the love and grace of Jesus Christ, then invest in Basic Gospel, because they're going to hear that good news every single day. And where, you know, our radio expense every month is over $50,000, and your gift of 50 or 100 or 500 is going to make a huge difference in reaching people all around this world. So come be a part of it. And our way of saying thanks is going to be to send you a copy of this resource, Living Life on the Edge. It's three CDs. We've also put it on DVD, so you'll get both of those. Plus, we have a booklet that goes with it, something that you can read and then share with others. So take advantage of this great resource by joining the Basic Gospel financial team and giving today to help proclaim this good news of Jesus Christ.
And to do that, just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in overnight as well.
I wanted to know why it seems like sometimes, even though it's promised in the Word of God that God's going to always keep His promises, why in this day and time that He doesn't. I have a couple of instances. One is, you know, it says that God is going to give each of His believers 70 years on this earth. And one instance is my father, who I know is saved and loved the Lord with all of his heart. God didn't give him 70 years. My second question is, why do some people get healing and some people don't get healing? And I don't understand that. I myself have been in pain for 7 years and have yet to be healed. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. And sometimes it looks like God isn't being faithful to his promises, but we know that's never the case. God is faithful. That's what 1 John declares to us, that God is faithful. We see his faithfulness to the people of Israel throughout the Old Testament. Even though their hearts went far away from him, God remained faithful. Now, as far as this promise of 70 years, there's really no such promise in the Word of God. We see in Psalm 90, verse 10, it says this, "Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away." So that's not a promise of God to each of us that we're going to live at least 70 years. That's just the psalmist saying, hey, as far as our life is concerned, here's what it's like. It's filled with troubles. It's filled with sorrows. But in the midst of that, we have a God that is faithful to us, that we can rely upon, we can depend upon. He's going to meet our needs according to his riches and glory. And so we can trust that. So we have to realize that God is faithful and that we can count on him through thick and thin.
Absolutely. Well, friends, again, we hope you'll make your plans now to attend the Simply Grace Conference in September. Bob Christopher will be teaching, and all the information, dates, times, location, registration, all that is available online at basicgospel.net/events. And again, that's basicgospel.net/events for information on the September Simply Grace Conference. You know, we love serving you, as I said earlier, you, our listeners, and one of the important ways we do that is by directly answering your questions, as we have today. If you have a question before our next broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. If you post your question later today or overnight, you'll probably hear it answered on tomorrow's broadcast, so leave that voicemail at 844-322-2742, and be sure to give us your first name at least and where you're calling from. We'd like to call you by name. Well, now for Bob and all the staff, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. In the meantime, call that number, 844-322-2742. Let us hear from you at Basic Gospel. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.